Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 15th day of Av, Tu B'Av, Menachem Av, Tovshin, Pei Dalet. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Shur Shehu Muad Leminai. A shur that's been declared a muad, the owner's been warned three times, for goring its own variety, goring other oxen. Ve'ein a muad, but it's not been a mood for things not of its variety. For example, we saw it standing with horses and camels and it doesn't gore them. Mood la'adam, or maybe it's been a mood to gore three people. Already the owner's been warned three times. But ain't a mood la'bema, but it's not a mood for animals. When it's with animals, it's not aggressive. Mood la'ktanim, it's a mood for goring ktanim, small things, small animals or even small children. But it doesn't attack older, adult oxen or adult people. In all these cases, as shehu muad loy, for the variety that animal is a muad, has been warned for, mishal nezek shalom, it pays full damages. But for the variety that is not a muad for, mishal chatzin nezek, he only pays half damages, like the law of a tam. Now, we've learnt the Mishnah so far, with the girsa, the way the Rav Zvid learns it, which means with a vav, mod leminoi v'einoi mod l'shinamenoi, which means that that animal was a mod for its variety, and we know for a fact that it's not a mod for its for something that's not its something of a different variety, not because we're not sure, we assume that, but we've seen it happen, we have evidence. According to Rav Zvid, therefore, the way he learns our Mishnah, the only reason that this muad is exempt if it gores something of its a different variety is because we've seen that ox act with other varieties and it's not a muad. But what would happen if we're not sure? Stam. You don't know how it behaves with other varieties. Then we have to assume it's an aggressive beast, it's a muad for everything. Rav Papa, however, has a girsa in our Mishnah without the letter Vav, and that changes the meaning. Let's hear. He, according to the way Rav Papa reads our Mishnah, it goes as follows. Mod l'minoi, einoi mod l'sheneminoi. An animal that's been declared a mod, that's been found out to be aggressive three times and the owner's warned, for something of its own variety, let's say fellow oxen, it's automatically not a muad l'sheinu minoi. Not ver, we don't need to see evidence. It's automatically assumed that it's not a muad for something not of that species. And if it gores something of another variety, it will be deemed as a tam, only pay half damages, will not pay nezek shalom. Similarly, muad l'adam, if it's aggressive and it's found to be warned three times and it has done this three times to a man, to a human being, einoi muad l'beima. It's not a muad for an animal. We don't need proof. It's not a muad. And according to the Mishnah, therefore, the way the Rav Papa understands it, even in Stam, when we don't know, we assume that it's not a muad until proven to be so, basically. And which way is the halacha, the Rif and the Rambam, both paskin this way, like Rav Papa, as if without the Vav in our Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah. Amru lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. The students asked Rabbi Yehuda, what happens if there was an animal that was aggressive three times, it gored three times on Shabbos? But it hasn't done it during the week. What's the din of that ox? Can we say that it's a mood only for Shabbos? Amalaham, Rabbi responded, yes. There is such a concept. The animal will be considered a mood as far as Shabbos. And if it gores again on Shabbos, he'll pay full damages. The owner will pay full damages. But if it gores outside the days of Shabbos, any other day of the week, it only has to pay chatzin ezek like a tam. What's the reason for this? So Rashi says the reason is because animals don't work on Shabbos. The owner's not allowed to work his animal on Shabbos. And because it gets restless, therefore it's quite possible that on the day of rest, on the Shabbos, it gets aggressive and it gores. So it's a mood only for Shabbos. The Yerushalmi says a different reason. He says Shabbos people dress differently. They dressed in Malbushim of Shabbos. And this can cause a change in the behavior of the animal and its custom, and maybe that's why it's only mu'ud only for Shabbos. Finally, says the Mishnah, Emosai hutam, when does a shor, an ox, that's a mu'ud as far as Shabbos is concerned, when does it become a tam again? This will, even on Shabbos, Mishayachzer bo shlosh yemei Shabbosos. If 3 Shabbosos pass, and it saw oxen or people, and it did not show any aggressive behavior, did not gall them, then we say it's back to a tam. And if it then galls someone on Shabbos, it'll be only half damages. It'll need to reinstate the status of being a mu'ud Shabbos to have to once again do it 3 in a row on Shabbos. Mishnah Gimel. Shor shel Yisrael, a shor that belongs to a Jewish owner or an ordinary person. Some girsas have had yet an ordinary person. Shenogach shor shel Hekdesh, that gored an ox that belongs to Hekdesh, the temple property. Or the other way around, shel Hekdesh, an ox that's owned by Hekdesh. Shenogach l'shor shel Yisrael, gored a shor owned by a private person. Whether it's a tam, whether it's a mord, it's irrelevant. Potter, we say that the owner will be exempt, or the Hekdesh will be exempt in that case from paying any damages. Shenama, because it says in the Torah, when it talks about damages caused by Karen, by aggressive behavior, by it goring, Shor Rei Ehu, when one ox will push, will cause injury to an ox of his friend. Rei Ehu means his friend, V'lo Shor Shel Hekdesh, to exclude a case of Hekdesh. So, if the one of the oxen involved, whether it's the ox that did the damage or the ox that was damaged, happened to be belonging to Hekdesh, no damages apply. Shor Shel Yisrael, Shenogach L'Shor Shel Nochrit. Shor owned by a Jewish owner, that gored an ox owned by a non-Jewish owner, whether it's a tam or a mu'ud, potter. Then we say the owner is exempt for pain. The Rambam explains the reason for this, because since the Goyim did not hold that a person is liable for damages caused by his animal, so therefore we simply apply their own laws. In their own laws, they would be potter, so it happens we apply that to us. But what about the other way around? V'shel Nochri, the ox belonging to a heathen, to a non-Jew, Shenogach L'Shor Shel Yisrael, gored an ox belonging to a Jew, Bein Tam, Bein Mu'ud, M'sham Nazik Shalom. Whether that ox has been, the owner has been warned 3 times, not warned 3 times, it's a tam, first or second or third time that it's done this. Or whether it's a mu'ud, it's been warned, the owner has been warned and it's done it 3 times. Either way, Mishalom, the owner, the non-Jewish owner, will pay Nezek Shalom. Not only does he pay, but he pays full damages. He doesn't get the dispensation or the Chatzi Nezek treatment, which a Jewish owner would get. And what's the reason for this? The Gemara explains the reason is when Hashem saw that the Sheva Mitzvahs, the 7 Noahide commandments, were not kept by the Bnei Noach, even by the non-Jewish world. They didn't even keep their 7 Mitzvahs. Therefore, Hashem said, well, if that's the case, we're going to matir mamoinam l'Yisrael. We're going to therefore make a penalty for them. And the Rambam actually writes, it's a penalty, it's a knas put on the Nochrim, on the non-Jewish, because they tended to be careless with their animals or with their nezokin. And if you won't make them chay for the damages caused by their animals, then they will not take properly care of them. The Meiri writes an interesting thing. He says that it's because they don't care about the money of other people, so we penalize them that they shouldn't make it a habit of allowing their properties to cause damage. And he adds that, according to what it says in the Gemara, this is only people or non-Jews that are not careful and keep to their religion, and keep to the 7 mitzvahs. But anyone of the non-Jewish world who keeps the 7 mitzvahs and are honest in keeping them, not stealing, not doing anything wrong, we will deal with them the same way we deal with ourselves, and we won't have this more favorite treatment for Jewish owners than for non-Jewish owners if they are going to keep, and they do keep, they observe the 7 mitzvahs, B'nai Noach.